Some pharmacies are under fire for charging people a fee to provide a hard copy of their vaccine passports. The Pharmaceutical Society says printing should be free, but at least one Northland pharmacy says if people don't want to pay $10 for three copies, they can go elsewhere. It comes as some pharmacies prepare to also roll out rapid antigen testing next week, adding to an already burgeoning workload. Nita Blakeperson explains.
It's a busy morning at Whangarei's Kensington Pharmacy. Prescriptions are being filled, customers have plenty of questions. The demand for vaccine passports is massive, and then there's the retail side of things.
Well, it's been crazy with the passport. It's a little bit quieter today, but we've had 100 to 200 people a day last week, so it's been pretty crazy. And then we've also been doing vaccinating on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays.
People who don't have access to a smartphone can go to a pharmacy and give their details to get a printed vaccine passport. Suzanne Gent is the operations manager here and says they're adjusting as things are especially full on at the moment.
It's been a big demand and it's been very busy for our staff, and with losing some staff to the mandate, it's put a lot of pressure on our staff here.
Five people from the team of 50 stopped working at the pharmacy when the vaccine mandates came in. Now, as they adjust to the new workload, they've also got to prepare for rapid antigen testing. But their services are highly appreciated.
Easy peasy. And it took us like 5 minutes to get this.
Today, Whangarei woman Elizabeth Edwards among those grabbing her vaccine passport.
Save going to the doctors. You'll stand in line forever. But yeah, I'm cool with the pharmacy. Is that cool?
Ken Laurie had come all the way from Dargaville to get his.
The pharmacy there is only one chemist there and they don't do it. We come over to Whangarei a lot. And it was just a breeze. It was so great.
Most pharmacies are not charging for the paper printouts of the vaccine passport, but Whangarei's Tikipunga pharmacy is. It's costing $10 for three colour printouts and $4 extra for lamination. They say people are welcome to go elsewhere if they're not comfortable with the fee. But Pharmaceutical Society President Rhiannon Braun says that's disappointing.
Pharmacy is being paid to provide those to patients for free. If the pharmacy chooses not to do that, then that's one thing, but then to add on an additional cost to the patient makes me feel very uncomfortable.
She says it's been an incredibly busy time for pharmacies and not everyone will be rolling out rapid antigen testing when it becomes available next week.
I don't think it'll be one of those services that every pharmacy can offer. I think there's certain pharmacies that will be able to implement this faster, that have maybe better workspaces around to do lots of the other more clinical things.
Braun expects pharmacies that are already delivering vaccines and COVID passes will be the ones who are best set up for the testing, which make up around 40% of the country's 1,000 pharmacies. But she says pharmacies are happy to play their part in the COVID response, a vital